Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer HaNifla HaKadosh, Ma'or HaNayim. We are in Parshas Teruma. This year should be a special Shas Romer Amez Shi'ichu, Tchayu Chavit Fega Bas Michal Yudiz Basya, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and the Shas Bris Victoria Baskila Ovida, and Ushus Moshe Rebesh Demraisa Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Ezra, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Ester. Vayikhu li Tuma. So again, we have the Gevaldik Mor Einayim HaMavur in front of us, and he's makdim that this maimer is Yisodim Me'od. It explains the Avodis Yisrael to be Megalish Shchinas Yisborach B'Madregas HaTachtonim. We have to reveal God's presence in this world. It's in Yin of Adar, and the Asagas through Das, which is B'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu. Talk about Asagas HaDas in Mitzvashem. Of course, you have to have Katnus, you have to have Ibu. That's in Yin of Tuchot She'Adar. In the earlier Ma'amorim, Rabbeinu the Me'or Einayim explains the inyan of Das in the Galus and Gulas Mitzrayim. Das was in Galus and was Nigal. So the Me'ila now, the Tachlis is the Mishkan, obviously. Perush Rashi, li lishmi, v'yikhu li truma, you should take from me a truma, li lishmi, for me, for my sake. V'choyru tamua, what does Rashi mean? All mitzvahs you have to do for Hashem. Why specifically this inyan in the binyan beis hamikdash? Does it say that it has to be for Hashem? So we can explain this, that it's known that we see in Chazal the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashre shrina b'tachtonim. Who inyan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzimtzem shchinato b'tzorech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracted his Shechina for the sake of the lower worlds, for our Madrega, to give us Hashem's light, even our low states. V'nein Shechina Shoiro El Al Yisrael, the Shechina is only dwelling on Am Yisrael, K'mo Shem Rabbi Senu, B'ikesh Mosh the Shechina Al Yisrael, Lo alu masoilom. He was mevakish that the Shechina should be shown on the Jewish people, and it was given to him. Halo b'lech t'choy manu, and he was also mevakish shelo yisish l'Shechina alu masoilom, and it was given to him. And he says v'naflim al nivam echo. The noidan, it's known. Shegam b'galusenu lo azavnu Hashem elokeinu. Even in our galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't abandoned us. So Mashu Nasi Zeratzin Shavuchol Dor V'Dor, and His Mashu is Shechina. His Shechina dwells in the Tzikim in every generation. Moshe Rabbeinu Seinu, like our teachers tell us, like our rabbis tell us, Tani Rashbi Oimer, look at how beautiful the Jewish people are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuchol Mokim Shegalu Shechina Galu Shegalu Shechina Imayim, Galu Mitzvah Shechina Imayim, Galu Bava Shechina Imayim, Galu Eilam Shechina Imayim, wherever we go, the Shechina goes with us. Omnam, even though it was explained that even if we are galus, the Shechina is Sharab Yisrael, Al Yedei Atzadikim. Mikol Mokoyim, Iker Ashroas HaShechina, Yiyah Mirtza Hashem, Bevias Mashiach, Bemashichainu, Bemhei Ravi Ameinu. So it's true that in the galus, the Shechina is Sharab Yisrael, Al Yedei Atzadikim. Nevertheless, the primary dwelling of the Shechina is going to be, please God, when the Messiah comes speedily in our days, ki ikir ashras hashchina hu noida, that the ikir ashras hashchina is, as we know, that the inyan of the light of the malchus of Hashem in the lower worlds is alluded to in the shem hey achroina mishem havoya baruch hu. It's alluded to in the last hey of God's name. That's the Ashras HaShechina. that we have down here, that's the hey and the yud, and then the hey, and then a vav, and then a hey. That last hey is the Shekhinah down here, as we've spoken about in the past. V'tzarich liyachda b'hakadosh baruch hu. You have to be miyached the Shekhinah with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You have to unite this divine presence with divinity itself. Kiviyachol. Shua mashra Shekhinah sa b'tachtoinim. That Hashem is mashra His Shekhinah in the lower worlds. Shuinyin b'chinas vav shibishem havaya baruch hu. That's the letter vav in the name Havaya of Hashem. So we have the Oshei, which is the Shekhinah B'Tachtoinim. That represents the Shekhinah B'Tachtoinim. And you have to be Miyachid, the Shekhinah, which is Oshei with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Mashu Shekhinah B'Tachtoinim. And this Avodah is B'Chinas Ha'izvav in the Shem Havaya. V'zehu HaNikra Yichud Kutcha B'Richu V'Shekhintei. And this is the idea that we talk about in the Sefer Shem Yichud, to unite the Holy One, blessed be He, and His presence. Ubigalusa ein Yichud gamur. In the Galus, this Yichud is not complete. Ki me'at mize'ir. Only a little bit. Al yedei tzadikim shebechol dor. But through the tzadikim in every generation. Aval le'asid lavo. Yem yirtze Hashem Yichud gamur. Vav im hei. Yichud kudshe brichu ba'achdut gamur. So right now, it's still hidden. It's only a little bit through the tzaddikim in every generation we have a shvas Shekhinah. But le'asid lavo. There's going to be a complete yichud. The vav is going to come together with the hey, and there's going to be yichud of kudshe brichu Shekhintei. With complete unity, kiviyachol. Now, based on what we explained, that the Shleimus of Asheras HaShechinah is Tali B'Shleimus Yichud Shem Havaya, we can explain, Zehu, that's the explanation of the Pasuk, V'yikuli L'Shmi, take from me, from my name, Shetach L'Sa Avodah L'Hashlim Shem Havaya, the purpose of the Avodah is to complete the name of Hashem, V'ayinu Al Yidei Toim, Tuma Toim Hei. We have to be mashlim shem havoya. That's the idea of a yichuli lishmi, for my name. And what's tuma? Tuma is troim, hey. Troim means to elevate. She is roi me ma hey. The hey should be elevated. The hey represents the shechina that dwells on dvorim gashmim down here. And we want tuma hey, troim hey, that the hey, be elevated, l'mayla b'vav. And that vav is merami takurish baruch hu k'viyachol. V'zehu al yidei melechas ha-mishkan shu inyan ashras ha-shechina, and that's through the avod of the mishkan, which is an inyan, which is an idea, which is a concept of God's divine presence dwelling, like it says in the Pasuk, La'alam Pasuk Ches, Ve'asu li mikdash, V'shachanti b'tocham. Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell in it. That's the inyan of Asheras HaShechinah, God dwelling in the Mishkan. So by building the Mishkan, we bring ultimately to the Yichud of Kodesh Brichu Shechinteh, we elevate the Hei with the Vav. And then we get a hashlam of Shem Hashem. Vav is the Hamshachas Hashoras Hashchina, is the Inyan of Bechina says Vav. And that's Yichud Kodesh Brichu. Because Vav connects the Hey with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. And that's a hashlam of his name. V'zehu, and this inyan of Asheras HaShechinah b'tachtoinim. We see this in Adar, because it says, Mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha. We have now Baruch Hashem. It's Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar, as I speak. So when the Adar comes in, daf mal design b'simcha. V'utamua, this is difficult to understand. The ikir hanes hayabiyah dalad v'tes v'avgoy. V'lam eschilu b'simcha metchilas hachoydesh. The ikir hanes was in the 14th and the 15th. Why are we starting at the beginning of the month? Ah, however, behemoth, the need of simcha is shaykh to the whole, all the month. Dinei, Chazal tell us, Shei, Mos Chadash, Shemalu, Mi Bavel. The names of the month came up with them from Bavel. Yesh tam, L'chol HaShem, L'chol Chadash, and then I agree in Kach. Zenis and Zir, V'ken Kulam. Each one has a reason why they're called that way. Why Tishrei is called Tishrei. Why Cheshvan is called Cheshvan. Like, for example, Chazal say about Tishrei. Tishrei, V'tishrei, V'chapra, L'amcha, Achov, Tishrei means to release, to leave. Let go. Let go of the obligations of the sins of your people. That's Tishrei. Each month has a reason why they're called that month, but these months again are not in the Torah. It doesn't say Tishrei in the Torah, but it says Tishrei in the Chazal when it came with them from Bavel. Uvitam Why is Adar called Adar? In this Chodesh, there's a remnant to the OCS Aleph Da Aleph. It's the Aleph of Adar and Da. This means to say Aleph. The Aleph is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Aluf, who is the champion, he's the leader, they call Aluf, Ata Aluf, you're a champion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the champion of the world, he's the Aluf of the world, he's the master of the world. Like it says in Jeremiah, Just like Aleph is the beginning of all letters, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also an army, you have an aluf. So it's like a general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the general of the world. So if it's a captain, a corporal, I really don't know the differences. My father was a chayal, but that was back in the early 1950s, believe it or not. So Zang is Intenstack. It's just like Aleph is the beginning of all letters. So to Hashem is the beginning of all existence. That's the remez of Chodesh Adar, the Aleph, the Alufo Shel Olam, the master of the world and the beginning of the world. He dwells, Aleph Dor, he dwells down here, Shemash Ushkenasim HaTachtoinim. Stomeret, the man, the Inyan of Chodesh Adar, is Hamshach as Hashchos HaShchina LeTachtoinim. That's where bringing down the Shechina even into the lower world. That's Aleph Dar, the Aluf Shalom is living with us in this world. To understand that Dafka Chodesh Adar is Merami's in the Am Shachas Hashvat Shechinas Yisbarach Patachtainim, that God's Shechina is down here. Yesh Lahakdim Dinei HaRosh HaYam Meipil Haman, the evil one, made a lottery from day to day, from month to month, to find the proper time to destroy the Jewish people. And the lot fell in the month of Adar. And we see in the Gemara that when the poor fell in Chodesh Adar, he was very, very happy. And he didn't know. He was happy because Moshe died, but he didn't know Shebizayin Adar. Noilad Moshe. Moshe was also born. Like our Rabbi Isai, like our teachers tell us. Ve'ha'inyin. And we can explain this inyan. The Isa B'Zohar HaKadosh, it says in the Zohar Hespashtus, the Moshe B'chol Dora V'Dora Atshis in Libo Dori. The Hespashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu spreads in every generation until 600,000 generations. Wow. V'zeu inyan b'chinas ha'da'a. That's the union of Das, she used to call Echad Vechad Misroel Hasigat Patoiro. That every person can be Masig this Das in the Torah. Shekol Mashiuchaladam Lasig ולהרגיש הכל על ידי דעת. Anything you're able to perceive in the Torah is through das. B'chinas Moshe, that's Moshe's quality. When you talk about learning Torah, it's with das, and das is the quality of Moshe. Shehu haya das shel kol Yisrael. Moshe was the das of all the Jewish people. Yesh lekol echad v'echad nitzotz dovar zeh, and everybody has a spark of this. Nitzotz dvar ma, chelek mi'adas shel Moshe Rabbeinu, has a little bit of the das of Moshe. Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom b'chdei sheyeda v'yovin v'yasi kol echad v'echad b'toiro, kol chad v'chad kifum shi'ur adilei. Each one according to his own amount. Kifi b'chinas Moshe sheyesh etzlo. Kach hu meivin hu masig b'toiroso. The more Moshe dik you are, the more you understand Torah l'kachom b'chein amu chazal. And that's why the rabbis tell us, Ma'oid, ma'oid, avishvar ruach, bifnei kol odom. You should be very, very of a low spirit in front of every man. V'hech yitzavu al zeh chazal u'chol odom. How can chazal command this of every person? Shal kol odom amru mishna zu l'kaimo. Every person has to be m'kaim this m'sheich u'chol odom m'kaim dev zeh adover. How's everybody supposed to be m'kaim this? That you're going to be very, very low. Ma'oid, ma'oid, avishvar ruach. That you're going to be of such a low spirit. Ech ze yachol liyot, that this is shayach to every person. It's not only a chidei school to every person. Harei alo zehu, asher nishtabech Moshe Rabbeinu b'midizu b'torah, kamo shenemar vish Moshe anav mikol adam, mikol adam. Ve'ech yiz ke yelud isha, achir zu lo asfer lo v'lo madreik zu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a groyser on of miyod mikol adam, asher al pnei adam, was dafka Moshe who was so humble. But how is any other Yulud Isha going to be zeichet to come to such a madrege? Achayinyin. Ooh, kamo she'amur, sheish lukol echad vechem Yisrael b'chinas Moshe v'adas. Don't know everybody has a b'chin of Moshe, that's his das. Okay, and tzibu chazal mod mo v'eshvar ruach. And therefore chazal commanded that everybody has to be of a low spirit. Kim yach, sheish lukha b'chinas Moshe. Since you have a b'chin of Moshe, sheray yesh lukha das. You have das. V'afilim u me'at min ha'me'at. Even if you're a little of a little. That is the bechin of Moshe that you have. If you have some das, that's your bechin of Moshe. Oh, you have Moshe. B'vakasha. Kamo Moshe Rabbeinu, zosu sugamata. You also should do it. Kamo Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, liel shefel ruach bechin as Moshe, to be of a low spirit, as is the kind of perspective of Moshe. Just like you have das from Moshe, so therefore you can also get a low spirit from Moshe. V'gam zos ein b'cha alohem rabbi senu. And if you're going to say that you don't have this b'chinas das, the rabbis tell us called m'shin bo das nevela toivim, and a person doesn't have das, a nevela corpse of a dead animal is greater than him. V'im yesh l'cha filo mat min arim, you have a little bit of das, carcass of an animal is even greater than this person without das. If you have a little bit of das, you can do this to be of a low spirit, because with the koyach of das, a person is a kli that is prepared for the mid of shiflus. So you can do it. If you have a little bit of the das of Moshe Rabbeinu, you can oichid zayin. You can also be a shuffle ruach ma'oid ma'oid, very, very much. And now you should know that the truth is this madrig of shiflus ruach. Adayin ein ze madrigas Moshe atzmoi. This is not yet the madriga of Moshe himself. Ki be Moshe ne'amar shezacha v'hisig anava shehaya lo hasaga atzuma v'nifla'a b'ze. But Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that he was a zeicha and he was massive, the madriga of anava. He had a tremendous of humility. He had a tremendous hasaga, a perception and understanding, and wondrous perception and understanding of this anava. So, yes, our job is to have shiflus haruach. We get this bechina of das of Moshe Rabbeinu, but to reach the level of anava of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is not going to happen. Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously going to always be on a much higher level, and l'chaira he is making a distinction. Rabbeinu is making a distinction between anava and shiflus haruach. And the explanation is that anav is bitul gomer to Hashem. You know the godless of Hashem, you mevatel yourself for bitul gomer. And shiflus is mius atzma. You're memais yourself. You see how low you are. You say, who am I? And this is explained by Rabbeinu in Bereshis. You can look there. Dibra maschub and mifseches chulin. So we haven't done Ma'amar and Bereshis. And Mitzvah, we get to Bereshis. We'll do it together, I hope. And if not, you can look there yourself. But there he explains this chiluk. Akopanim, to get to the Madrega of Moshe, we're not going to get where we reach bittul gomer to Hashem, but as much as we can, we should be Ashiv Shiv Shiv Lizaruach. Vinei Ne'amar b'Moshe Rabbeinu al Vashon v'lo yedei shes kvurosoi v'u al pi yomer shes pashtusa de Moshe b'chol doro v'laze inyan b'chinas Moshe u'gonuz v'odom ha'yisraeli v'lo yod ha'ish es moko eskes kvurosoi. So it was said about Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody knows where he's buried. And the Inyan is, based on what we explained, that the Espashtus of Moshe, the spreading out of Moshe, is in every generation. And therefore, nobody knows his Kvura. Because Inyan B'chinas Moshe Hu Ganuz Be'odam HaYisraeli. The B'china of Moshe is encapsulated, is stored in every Jewish person. Lo Yod HaYish Es Kvura Soi Perush Shelo Yod HuHechan Moshe Pavu Hu Ganuz. We don't know. We don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. He doesn't have a special place of burial. You know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the das of every person. It reminds me of a story that I heard many, many years ago about Rav Yaakov Katz, Shlita. Great Gaon and Tzaddik, Moiri Rabbi, who was a shkoil in Yeshiva HaKotel for many years. So he said he was at Rav Dessler's funeral and he was crying, and someone came up to him, a shkiach, whoever it was, a rav came up to him, and he said, "Don't cry, that poi nitman the tzaddik." That they're burying Rav Dessler, you should cry that poinet man the tzaddik inside of you, pointing to him, that the tzaddik is inside of you buried, and you have to bring out that tzaddik. Maybe someone else died, and Rav Dessler told him that. Ani lo zocher tapratim, afshal levarer etzlo. But that's the idea, that we have this Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us, the spashtus of Moshe's. We don't know where he's buried, you know why? Because it's deep inside of all of us, and we just have to find it. V'zeu, it's a mighty good word. V'zeu. And based on what we explained, that Asagas Hadas and Shiflas Asaba Atalia, they're interrelated. That's the explanation of the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikbor oto b'gai be'eretz Moav mul beit Peor. They buried him in Gai in Eretz Moav, opposite the house of Peor. Perush in Nignes b'chinas Moshe Hadas. Eitzel Mish who shofel b'enav k'gai v'enam izgoyet. He's buried in a valley. Why? Because if you're low like a valley, that's where you get Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. You have to be shuffled to Gai, Beinu Mizgoyah. Sham Mizgoyah. If a person has Gaiva, he can't be Zoyched B'chinas Das. Because Chazal say, the person has Gaiva, the person's arrogance, like Zoyched B'chinas. And the rainbow das b'chinas Moshe, and therefore he can't have das b'chinas Moshe. Das b'chinas Moshe is that he's low, not that he's high. V'zeh mo beis poras mo beis poras and lo misha das gan zaytzel mishu shalfa veina. Das is stored with somebody who's low in his eyes. V'hu mi neged v'hipuch, and this is opposite and against, opposed to beis peol. Beis poras of a zara shu avay di zara. She comes from Akilah Avodah Zara. Now, this Kabbalah, the Moshe Rabbeinu is Anav, is opposite base four. Base four represents Avodah Zara. So Moshe Rabbeinu in his lowness, in his humility, is opposite base four, which is Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara is called Mizgah, for a person has Gaiva, a person has arrogance, a person has Zohori, as if he's serving idols, Avodah Zara, Chain, Hinyan Vashafa, Anav Vashafa, whom he negated the devil's ever, Apichoy Mamish. A person who's humble, a person who's low, is opposite this thing, and it's the exact opposite. It's against this thing, exact opposite. Sham Hadas Hamiti Ganus Vitamun. That's where the true Das is. The true Das is in Nav and Shiflus. Because that person not in the shuffle, he chaps what's going on over here, who he really is. That's the Emes, because the Emes is that. That there Banish Shalom, Ragonish, Magonish, Magonish. Nachzor l'inyanenu. Let's come back to our Inyan. Vizel Shiyahamana Rosha, Yamana Rosha, Savra Hamana Rosha thought. Shekevich of Zion, other mates, Mashmach Machinas Das, Mashmach Machinas Das died. Therefore, he thought that in this month, Nishalu, you saw Bistakas Machinas Das, Chas Vishon, the Jewish people were remaining with the loss of their Machinas Das. As I Yochalahem, and now we can beat them in this month, because he thought that this month is Mesugal Chas Vishon to be the Machinas of Bistakas Das. We're going to lose our Das, we're going to lose our ability, Das, his connection. He knew his wife Chava. We're going to lose our das, our ability to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he didn't know she was Zayin Adar Noilad Moshe. He didn't know that in the seventh of Adar Noshe Rabbeinu is Geboilin. He was born then. Let's Aloymar, meaning to say that on the contrary, Shatekef Miat Kshemes. Immediately when he died, when Noilad, he was born. Mikevin Shuv Nishan Etzel Yisrael Kamo. Ma Pitom that he died. This is an expression. Shabbat Chai L'Chol Chai. Literally means people explain to me, Pashup Shad, is that he, when someone dies, he left life for the living. But the Rav Futner and his letters and many others quote Shabbat Chai L'Chol Chai, that he left Shabbat Chaim L'Chol Chai. He left life for the living. In other words, he left his chiyus for us, so we could take it. We could take that chiyus that he had. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He was also born then. Meaning when he died, he was born. What did he mean he was born? Not when he was born originally. It was his birthday also. He was born, and now we can take his chiyus that he left. This das, now it's given over to Klal Yisrael. Sharis Pashusa, because this is Pashtus, Moshe Rabbeinu spreads to every generation of Bifrat. Shehoi Yusham Kam Tzadigim in Mordechai, Bavad, Bavadai, Hoya, Das, Mizgal, Yodam. There were a number of Tzadigim in Mordechai, and Bavadai, the das, was revealed through them. And that's the end of Aleph Dor, that's Ramiz, Lina, Shvat, Shechin, Abchadish, Adar, because we have this Ha'oras HaDas that's shining in this month, because we have the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's going to bring the Shechin, Abatachtainim, and that's going to bring us to connect the Shechina Katanim Aleph Dar, the Aluf Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dar is going to be living down here. We're able to be bring to the Ashras HaShechina down here in our low world. Yeah, Rabbi Seinu. Listen up, our rabbis teach us. The only difference is the reading of the Megillah and the giving of gifts to the poor. What's the meaning of Yivushana to Beis Chodshe Adar? So what's the meaning of Adar Rishon Adar Sheni? Which says that only in Adar Sheni we read the Megillah and we have Matanas Lavyanim. Otherwise it's the same. So the Indian is, what's the Indian of Yibur Shana to the two Adars, the Indian of Kriyas Magillah Matanis Lev Yoinim? Ki, yeish, bodem agashmi, yibuchin is Yibur Rishon, Yibur Sheni. And Godless Rishon, Godless Sheni. A person has an Yibur Rishon, Yibur Sheni, and a Godless Rishon, a Godless Sheni. What does that mean? We have Yibur Rishon, meaning, at the beginning, is Bechinas Yibur Rishon, Kipshuto, who b'mei imoi. He's in his mother's belly, in his mother's womb. The Gam Sham, Yeshima Bechinas Elokus. Moshe Rabbeinu, and already there he has a Bechina Belokus, like our rabbis say. And a Vlad, and Meimo, and Yeradolok, and Roshav, and Sefer Mavisav, and Matsav, and Mavisav, and Tarek Kula. And the rabbis tell us about a Vlad, and Meimo, that he has a Nair that's written on his head. And he's able to look from one end of the world to the other, and then he's all Torah. That's the first Ibor. And afterwards, when he's born, he comes out to the world. Even though he reads, he learns Mikra Mishnah. Nevertheless, he's still Bechinas Katan. He's still a Katan until he's 13 years old. In one day, then he goes to Chodov, and then he's called to Dover, a Godov for everything. Mashen King heard him as man. For this time, AFLP, Shigil on his Haputos, even though he comes to on his Haputos, which Gemara discusses in Kindav Nantesamad Aleph, this age from like the age of 6, that he could already start doing business a little bit. Venikwa Gadol Shar Mili, Lenikianim is already called the Gadol, Mikol Mokom, Lenikwa Gadol Chodover. He's not called the Gadol Chodover. Adios Ben Yirgum Lashan, Viamecha, the Kotmas, and Mysa Kotm Kum, Kotish Kedushin, Koshin, the Kedushin. His Mysa is nothing, and is when he's Makadish a woman, the Kedushin is not Kedushin. First you have the ibur of being in his mother's womb, and then you have until he becomes bar mitzvah. That time, the reason that he's only when he's 13 is called a gadol. Who b'neishlo nichas v'adas yisham doesn't have complete das. Adi yezi ben yud gimel shamish lemos v'yemefan until it's 13 complete years. Aval pi sheyesh ketanim chalif muflagim etorim mikol mokom yezi b'chinas das amit. Even though there are ketanim who are very sharp, who are very great in Torah, we have these genius kids and they know so much. You know, some kids walking around Yerushalayim today who aren't bar mitzvah do know shishas sederet mishnah baal pen mila b'mila. It's pretty good. But that's not true das. In other words, their hasag is not mitoch hakorah v'yidira b'ulah v'chazaka. They don't have clear knowledge. And when they become 13 years old, then they're shayich to the b'china of das. That's zenek v'gadlus rishon. In other words, they don't have true das. They can learn a lot of Torah, but they don't really connect to it. They don't really have a full understanding until they're 13 years old. And 13 years old is called gadlus rishon. The reason he's not nichnas, he doesn't come into the world of das until he reaches 13, is because the ikar das is that he should know God and he can be miyachid kutcha brichu v'shchinte. He should be mashu ashra shchinas yizbarach gam betachtoinim. Ka'amu, that's the union of yichud. Shmo yizbarach the chibur hey, connecting the head of the yizvav shashra shchina betachtoinim. That the Ashra Shrina, the dwelling of the Shrina, down here on earth, that's the last hey in the Shem Havoya, that's Meramis, to the light of God that is encapsulated in the deeds of the lower worlds, us here in the lower world. And the Etzem Hamshacha Tashrei is Baruch Hu Bechinas Vav, and the Hamshacha of God's Shrina is Bechinas Vav. And a Kotin can't do that Avoda. A Kotin can't do the Avoda of being Mamshich Hashem down here to be miyached kutcha brichu with Shchinte. The Shchinte is down here, and then the Vav connects. It's mamshich the Hashua down here, and a katan doesn't have that power. To be mamshich the Shchinte, to draw the Shchinte down here. Because the root of this yichud in Torah is the two bechinas of Torah, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh. Itay reshebal peh ramuz le'achonos b'shem avayu baruch hu. Torah shebal peh is meramis to the last day in God's name, which is an inyan of gilui malchut so yizbarach b'dvarim tachtoinim. That's revealing God in the lower things. Megala halachas b'chol inyanei olam. And all of Torah Shabbat Peh Nimshach mi Torah Shabbat Chsav. And Torah Shabbat Peh comes from Torah Shabbat Chsav. Torah Shabbat Chsav is Bechinas Vav Shibashem Avoya. That's the Vav. So again, you have the Hey, which is Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Shechina down here. And then you have the Vav, which is Bechinas Torah Shabbat Chsav, which is where it all comes from. It's the root. That's what's higher up. You have to draw down the Torah Shebaal Peh from the Torah Shebichsav. V'inei, a Torah Shebaal Peh, the Dresh is the Torah Shebichsav, given this Rabbi Yishmael, the Dresh in Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebichsav, with the 13 Midas of Rabbi Yishmael, the Koyach of Yirgim Midas, is the Koyach HaMiyachid, the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaal Peh. These 13 Midas of Rabbi Yishmael. Lachin Ukatan is a cutting of Das Adi Yasu Ben Yigim Hashanim. Shaz, when he reaches the 13 years old, Tichasu Boy called Yigim Midas Shabbatari Shabbat Penitolash is Matar Shilsa. Then he has these 13 Midas. When he's 13 years old, he has these 13 Midas. And then he can be Miyachid, Tarishabhusav, with Tarishabhal Pet. And then he can be Miyachid, Kuchabrichu, with Shinte. He can be Miyachid, the Vav, the Hey with the Vav. Bring down the Shechina. Bring down the Shechina. The meyachin and connect between the Shechina and Kutcha Brichu. Vinei afal pisha b'shnasa yad gimel nichnas b'chal gadlus. In the 13th year he goes into gadlus. B'kom kom ein ze gadlus amit is not true gadlus. Shechoz yin ofim an adas. But he loses the das. Why? He falls from it. Okay, because the Seder all amiss. Shevi bo tzadik b'kom and tzadik falls down 7 times and he gets up. Because the derech avoidas for us to be a neifu. And then he's misal again. B'choz yin ofim an adas. Vinikra Gadlus Sheni, and that's called Gadlus Sheni. So again, we have the Ibur Rishon, which is pregnancy, Ibur Sheni, which is being a cotton, Gadlus Rishon, which is being a bar mitzvah. And then he falls, and then he goes back, heads back up. And that's God l'sheni. And as Rabbeinu writes, the Parshas told us, Shubatosefes Yisrael, the godless Yisrael, and Adas Alishin Shayavo, much greater than the first godless day. Ah, Zah godless Sheni Amiti, and Eno Shalom Etzleinu, Shvei Tom Tzorach Lipo Mizeh, V'lach Zor Adas Sheni. However, this second godless is not complete by us, because he keeps falling, he keeps coming back to Das Sheni. But at the end of days, it's going to be Shalom. But in the meantime, the God of the Shani is not B'Shalim because he keeps falling. Only Lassid Lavo, it's going to be B'Shalim. And with this, he saw that his man is a God of the Shani is not Shalom by us. We can explain. Ani nichtav yud and a hey and nikra ba aleph and a dalid. In other words, it's written yud kei vav kei and it's read a shem adnas aleph and a dalid and a yud. I said lavo. Ani nichtav yud hey and nikra ba yud hey and I said lavo. I'm going to be read and written the same way yud kei vav kei. I'm not only going to be written, I'm also going to be read that way. Vahinu mishiroi lamahazim banu das shalom. This is where we're going to have complete das. Godless sheni amid. We're going to have the second godless of after we fell getting up. That's not b'shalemus. Shaf, I'll be sure to dig him a whole over there, even though the Tzaddikim in every generation shall yada Masher Hashem is Baruch Shinas Vesechenu to them. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Masher is Shechin among us. I the Adas Sheshbem to the Das that the Tzaddikim have, Afal Pifchei, nevertheless. Ain't Datam Shalom, the Das isn't Shalom Lavin, the Das is Hashem Al Burio. You know God clearly, Vein HaMesigim Etzim Shem Yichud Yiz Barach, and they don't comprehend the oneness of God. And the whole Asag is Rak Bar Asad Nuso, that God is the Master. And that he is the master and the ruler and the leader and the root of all the worlds. And he rules over everything. To teach the trueness of his special name. We have no capacity to perceive. And we can't fully understand that. That's beyond us. To know the Shema Miyuchad, in other words, in this world, the tzaddik can perceive Shem Adnas, but Shem Avoya, Shema Miyucha, they don't fully perceive. Achen Lasid Lava, what's going to be? It's going to be a different idea. I in Bayan Yeru B'Shuv Hashem, they're going to see eye to eye. Gemara Rav saying, while the Pasuk Gemara Yom Ne'el Kenu Zeh, what does it mean Zeh? Shkol Echad Gemara Rav Etzba, one's going to be able to point to Hashem Yisbarach, it's going to have clarity. What's the sinion of Gemara Rav Etzba? Vuin Yen Mashal Mishar Deh Adar Al Buri Yom Akirayt, if you know it clearly and recognize it well. Yachal Ha'ayz Be'etzba Ki Hu Zeh, you say, this is it. So, separating tens of thousands of separations from our mashal to the nimshal Hashem, yasigu bo hasagat sumin of glory and have this great perception of Hashem. She is bogalam heitevin yichud is baruch kili yirba beetzba. They're going to understand God's yichud as if they are seeing him, pointing to him with their finger, and that's the biur and chazav. Lachen Hashem yikari k'ksivah. So God's going to be read as he's written. You know why we can't reach Shem Havaya? Because we don't get it. If we can't call him that name because we don't understand what that means. I say a word, you don't know what it means. Well, I said lavo, see what's up, Baruch Shema. But in the future, when we understand God in his name, they're gonna Havaya Baruch, then we're gonna call him Shem Yikivovke, we're gonna read it out. As shows the trueness of his name, that is a special, unique name that is going to be perceived at that time. Before the godless Hashani, the first and first falls from his first godless. When he falls from the second das, mistalek hadas mimenu. So that's also b'chinas ibur, because there's a stalkus hadas. So not, as I said before, I take it back, scratch that the ibur sheni is when he is a katan. No, ibur rishon is pregnancy, and ibur sheni is called a magadus hasheni when he's noifel min hadas harishon. The stalik hadas menu das goes away from him to its roots in the olam esalyonim, and that's called b'chinas ibur. That's like a pregnancy. So first is a real pregnancy, and then him falling from Das, and then that gets pregnant, and then comes down, and he has got Das Sheni. Fadl Sheni. Vine, just like an Ibor is required to create a person, so to the Yerida, that a person falls from Das, is for the sake of going up. Ki, because if not for the Nefila, a person would remain in his first state. He wouldn't be able to understand more about Hashem. Only according to the nature of his understanding that was imprinted in him before. Therefore he falls. Through being misgaber, Yechaz tzaddik darko, the tzaddik is going to grab his way. Lalas is atzma, to elevate himself. Aldas yes, you're talking about reaching to a better das. Then the fervor verse das. The who kamashal, misha zarek dava the mailo, shetzar lashbila dava mitchila, achyag bia chakach yesel mailo. Somebody throws something up, but he has to go lower in order that it should go higher. Like when you want to throw a ball high up in the air, so you take the ball, you go low, 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 low down, and you go whoop all the way up. So that's also the das. The person has to go low and das, low, 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 and then boom, they all go able to go all the way up. So yeah, in order to get to the Gili is Baruch Patachton, first you have to have a Yerida. V'nibor gaba Godless Rishon, Nikrada Rishon. So this first Iborn Godless is called Adar Rishon. Adar is Rome is a Godless Rishon. And the Ibor of a godless Sheni, Nikra Adar Sheni. Dahainu. So the Ibor and godless Rishon is Adar Rishon, and the Ibor godless Sheni is Adar Sheni. Dahainu, because Chodesh Adar is Bechinas Aleph Dar, and it's a remis to Ashura Sashchina Betachtainim. On the other hand, we explained that you can't come to the Ribui. Is godless Adas, you can't have the true revelation of Das unless you have your Rita la Madriga Satachtainim. So we can explain. Shazel b'chinas Adar Rishon b'Adar Sheni Aleph Dar Rishon Aleph Dar Sheni. What does it mean Adar Rishon? Aleph is Adar is Aleph Dar. So the Aleph, the Aleph Shalom, is Dar, is dwelling down here. So we have that the first time. We have that the second time. So we have this Ibor Rishon, Godless Rishon, Ibor Sheni, Godless Sheni. Because God is always with us, even in our first katnas. Like the rabbis say about a tinok, even when he's in utero, ner daluk al rosho mlamdim oto kol haTorah. You have a light, a candle, great spirituality, great perception, great hasav of Hashem on his head, and they teach him the whole Torah. May you were rishon is bechinas katnas, the lower level of katnas is bechinas ner bechinas Torah. Umikol shekein achakach kshetzel lavir oilam. Certainly afterwards. And he goes out to the world, and he learns the Osios, he actually learns Torah, which is a dying Bechinas Katnas Rishon. Nevertheless, Meir Bo Gama Zara Torah. He still has the light of Torah. The Gama Meir Katnas Sheni Shanofim and Adas, Pachos Motzar, God is still with us, even in the second thing when we fall. So again, first we have the Ibor, we're born, then we're a Katan. Then we reach Bar Mitzvah, it's Godless Rishon, then we fall, Ibor. And then we have God L'Sheni when we get back up again. Shevi Yipot Tzadik will come. L'Chein Eim Avrim Mitzah Chodesh Adar B'Chodesh Adar. Therefore, the only Yibor Chodesh Yibor Shani is ready. Have to make it in Chodesh Adar. That's the only double month we have. Rav Mizal Merki Adar to be Meravis. And what we said, Yadu Aleph Dal, because Aleph is Aleph Dal. That's in Yinav Asheras Hashchina Dalu for Shalom is living in our world. Shetz Galu L'Kusu Gan Be Yibor Sheni. That the Elokus is also going to be revealed in the second Yibor. In the second katnas, Kadeshi Yavu the Godless Shein, in other words, to come to the second katnas. Amiti Ma'at Ma'at, Tzubislach Tzubislach, little by little, to come to the second katnas. Achi Yav, Mishilz Kainim Hevim Yamein, until Messiah comes. Shazu Shlomi Nidas B'chol Prata, and there's going to be a Shlomo of Nidas in all of its details. V'zehu, Ein Ben Adar Rishon L'Adar Shein, so that only Adar is that month, because Adar is the month of Das. And therefore, you need an Ibor in Fila, getting up. So you have two Adars, two Aluf Shalolams, Aleph Dars. Remis to Godless Rishon, Godless Ibor Rishon, and Godless Rishon, Ibor Sheni, and Godless Sheni. For Zeom, that's what it means. Amen. Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Yalak Rishon, Miguel Matan Slavyon. The only difference between Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni is the fact that in the second Adar, we have Rishon, Miguel Matan Slavyon, and Peirush. That's a Remis, the Mile of Godless Sheni, that's going to be Lasid Lavo. That then it's going to be Bechinas Mikra Megillah. In other words, Nikolas Hashem is Galus. We're going to be able to read Hashem's name in a revealed way. In other words, he is God, Etzem Elokuso, his Etzem Elokus is God, then it's going to be revealed. Like Kulam B'Shem Avayim Yuchel, that everybody should call out in God's special name. Because love of God's name is going to be called by Shem Avaya, as it's written. In other words, The Rem is that in Adar Sheni, we're going to have Kriyas HaMegillah. We're going to read God's name in a revealed way. Kriyas, read, Megillah. In a revealed way, we're going to read Shem Havayah as it's written. And what does it mean, Matanis Lev Yoinim? Well, Matanis Lev Yoinim means Shaz Yisalu Madalegas HaTachtonim. Then the Matanim are going to be elevated. Because now in Galus, Hemanim Yishvelim Adar for Balaam Hazir, we're mamish in the dirt. We're so low. Shalom de Peruda, this is a world of separation. Mashen Ken Lasid Lavo, which is going to be not like that in the end of days. When God's name is going to become one, Yahshem Echad, Ushmo Echad, God is going to be one. We're going to reveal that God is one and His name is one. It's all one. There's no power in this world. There are no different powers, only one power. So all the poor midos are going to be misyachid with Hashem. And they're going to be considered a great gift. In other words, the avyonim are the midos, the fallen midos, the fallen qualities of this world. And at the end of days, that's Adar Sheni, that's a godless Sheni, it's Meramis Yasid Lavo. So then that is these avyonim, these lower midos, which were separated, are going to be matanos. They're going to be united with the source, and that's going to be like a complete matana. Baruch Hashem L'Olam. Amen V'Amen. So to summarize some of the ideas that we learned, Givaldik, we know that the Shekhinah of Hashem is in the Tachtonim, the Tzara Tachtonim, to light up the Chiyus of Hashem in this world. Ein Shekhinah Shor Al Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked that the Shekhinah should dwell in us and on us Olam. And even in the Golos, Hashem is Mashu Shekhinah and the Tzadikim. And the Shoras Hashem is called Yichud Kutchi Brichu Shekhinah. Shekhinah is the Chiyus Hashem that's gone up to Zohar Dvar Magashmiim. And that's Mesiachet with Kutchevrichu, which is Hamshachas Elikus Yisroch Pesachat Dvar Magashmiim. And that's the Vav, Hamshachat, that line, that letter that brings it down. And therefore the Shem Seichu is only going to be Lassid Lover. Right now we only have it in a small way. We have the Aspashas in Moshe Nei Generation, the Moshe Bechinas Das, which is Moshe Bechinas Anov and Shiflus. And we all have that in us. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Vagai in the valley in a low place, and we'll base poor against base poor with Savoy Dezara, which is Gai Vagai Vizavoy Dezara. We learned about Ibu Rishon and Ibu Sheni. First pregnancy, second pregnancy, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. The first Yibur is in our lives when we're in utero. And then we become a Katan. Then we can learn. We chop as much as we can, but we're not there yet. Then we become Bar Mitzvah. That's that time. Our Das has an Afila. And then it's Misavir, there's an Yibur again. And then we can come to Godless Sheni, to the second Godless, to a much higher Madregas. And we have a lot of Afila. Shevi Yibur Tzadik Vakam. And we keep coming to higher Madrega to Lassi Love. We're going to have a complete Asag in Hashem. And God's name is going to be called Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Yud Gimel, why only at age 13? Because Yud Gimel is in Dresh's Bam. There's 13 Midas that we're Miyachi Tarash Vilsam Tarash Bal Peh. And that can't be done by a cotton because he's not yet 13. And Tarash Vilsam Tarash Bal Peh is between us. The Hay is Tarash Bal Peh. And the Vav is Tarash Vilsam. Tarash Vilsam is up there. Tarash Bal Peh down here. And that's Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. Because Adar Rishon is Ibor of a godless Rishon. And Adar Sheni is Ibor of a godless Sheni. And that's a equally Truma. Shumas toim hey, we have to elevate the hey through the Mishkan. The hey is misyache together with the vav, equally the shmi for the shleimus of Hashem, because only the shchina of the Mishkan is hashuras shat shchina. Ein ma'aris hashana lebechodesh adar. On the chodesh adar, we have this capacity to have these two iburs, and the only difference between chodesh rishon adar sheni is kriyas and megillah. That another sheni we're going to have. And the true God was Sheni. We're going to have the Hizgalus, Megillah, Hizgalus, the revelation of Kriya, of Shem, the reading of Shem Hashem, Atanis Lev Yoinim, Shegam, Madregas, HaTachtonis, even the lower levels, which are Bechinas of Yoinim, which are very poor, are going to have this Alice, and that's going to be Matana Gemura. And Hadvarim Hayu Nifloim, Vinizgavim, Baruch Hashem, Zizachinu, Vilmodet Advarim, Hanizgavim Alalu. And that's the Shtikal and Parashas Truma, and it's Hashem. We should be Zaych to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.